Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
bless you all tonight. Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour and Possum Walker Supreme. And we thank God for Prophet Celine Dupree. We thank God for each and every one of you being on tonight. And as we come to this moment in time, we thank the Lord for what he is about to say and do. And even as we are in expectation, thanking God for all that he has in store for us. Glory to God. And truly, Con, it's a privilege and honor to be in his presence tonight and even be before you. So tonight we're going to take time now to pray before we go forward into the word. I just want to encourage your hearts tonight as we go forward. Amen. And as we get ready to get in his word, we will ask you to turn with us, amen, to John chapter 7 and also Psalm 42. Amen. John chapter 7 and Psalm 42. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given to us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your even for your heart, even your mind, even as you do your great thing in our spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity that we have to share with you tonight. And we thank you for what you're about to do and how you're about to do, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the newness of heart. Thank you, Lord, even the refreshing of the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the greater things coming to pass into our lives, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just your hand being upon us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Navigate us, lead us, Lord God, into the way of righteousness that you would take us, Lord God. And we thank you for that encounter with you, Lord, that we shall truly be touched by your presence, Lord God, even redeemed by your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, for just your heart, Lord God, heart after you. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for showing yourself strong tonight. Thank you as we lean, depend on you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the manifestation of your love. Lord, continue to let your love find us, keep us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to stay connected with you tonight. We thank you for the change happening even as we speak right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So do a marvelous work inside of us, oh God, as we surrender ourselves to you, Lord, in this time and season. We thank you, Lord God, this greater, Lord God, greater things you shall do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in our lives, even as we allow you to have recourse, oh God. Thank you for the change happening right now as we speak. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for helping us, Lord God, to even be refreshed in your presence tonight. Lord God, we thank you for your mighty hand, Lord God, even as we trust, lead and depend on you, God. Show us, Lord God, the way you have us to go. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the refreshing, Lord God, that comes from your presence, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for the newness of life. Thank you for a new beginning, our new start, Lord God. Lord God, even renew our passion, Lord God, that our passion shall burn, Lord God, within us, Lord God, that will cause us not to quit, Lord God, that giving up is not an option. Even if things may not look like the way we want to look at, Lord God, that we should not be moved, but we should stand firm in your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the presence, Lord God. Your presence, Lord God. Let your presence fall upon us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come seeking your face, Lord God. Thank you for revelation, knowledge, and truth to come forth from us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we grab hold of you, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord Jesus. And your word never fails. So, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity and this time, Lord God, that we're in your presence tonight. Minister to us, oh God. Find us, let your word find us tonight as we surrender all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Okay, so praise God. We're going to go to, let me do this one. Let me go to Acts chapter 3 and stay first. Let's go there. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, verse 3 and 19, excuse me. So as we get ready to go here, we're going to go forth. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord. and he will, again, send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. For he must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through the holy prophets, through his holy prophets. Okay, so the verse of focus here is verse 20. Verse 19 to 20. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord, and he will again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. Amen. Okay, and then let's go to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. Psalm 42, a few verses here. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been meat day and night. While they continue saying to me, where is thy God? Okay, and the last one, go to John chapter 7, verse 37. It reads, on that last day, or in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we talk about those times of refreshing, and then of course too, we're talking about those times of refreshing, but our subject tonight is time to go deeper. Time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. Amen. When we talk about going deeper, we're talking about allowing God to really navigate us, or even lead us to a deeper place in God, a deeper place in Him, a place where we can find restoration. We can find a new beginning in Him. You know, because of sometimes with the blows life can throw us, you know, we can take some hits along the way. We can lose our way along the way. We can trip up and fall along the way. There's even from going through our daily challenges, same things can wear on us along the way. So as we look back at Acts chapter 3, so we're talking about going deeper. Going deeper is just not in word only. It's also in demonstration. It's also in the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we move, the way we operate, the way we function, the way we process. There's a thing when we talk about changing our paradigm, the way we process and look at a thing, the way we approach a situation, the way we look at our life, what we see that's presented before us, how we see or how we interpret what's before us. And so we see here, now in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it says, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. So the Bible tells us that we all fall short. Okay. All fall short of His glory from what God, His standard is. We fall short time and time again from the natural state and even from where we are now. You know, sometimes when we look at where we've come from, we see a difference. But really, to afford the line to where God would have us to be, you know, some of us still might be a little ways off or whatever the case may be. But nevertheless, the thing is, we got to be in a place with God or be positioned with God so God can move in us. He can move through us. He can use us as an example. He can do what He needs to do. It's time to go deeper because we have to, because we've played on the surface long enough. We've allowed ourselves to be limited based off to what we may see or think to be or we take it to be, instead of really allowing God to take us to go deeper. Some things we're not seeing the way we need to see. Understand, when it comes down to touching lives, when it comes down to ministering God's word, when it comes down to living this word, there's a greater awakening that we need to come to. A greater awakening. When he goes on to say, repent of your sins and turn to God. Sometimes we can find ourselves turned away from God and not even realize we're turned away. When was the last time some of us have actually opened the Bible and read, take our time, sit down, unplug from everything else that's connected to us in the world? Even cutting the phones off. Just putting the keys somewhere so you won't be tempted to go get up and drive and just drive and drive, waste time. You know, sometimes it just takes us settling down and allowing God to deal with us right where we are. And sometimes we don't want to do with that because we don't want to see us. We don't want Him to show us where we stand. Okay, He goes on to say, now repent of your sins and turn to God. So it lets us know people have turned, so that your sins may be wiped away, that He will give you an opportunity to be restored, refreshed. See, understand, God knows that a lot of our lives are not peachy and cream. God knows that the things that we've aimed to accomplish, we've fallen short. God knows right now when it comes down to looking in the spirit, we're looking like Gary Coleman in the spirit. We're short right now. We're not walking to the stature and even the newness of Christ as we ought to. Amen. I even me myself is not exempt. Where I should be walking right now, and I'm not there. Where I could be walking right now, I'm not there. See, we have to realize that we choose daily what we're going to accomplish or how much we're going to accomplish. Because there comes a point in our life that we have to realize that challenges are going to come to all. But how you deal with that test, or how you look at it, how you approach it, how you deal with it, all these things matter to God, and also should matter to us. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, before I go any further, if there's anyone who have a question, comment, or prayer request, you can call 347-945-5416. Or for any one of you, just press the 1 and you get on board. Amen. So praise God. But we're talking about going deeper. And we look at Psalms 42:1. It says, as a deer panteth for living water, for water, so I have panteth for you. So in other words, there needs to be a hunger. When we're talking about going deeper, there needs to be a desire to go beyond where we are. He says, repent, turn. See, repent and turn is one of it's like step one, repent and turn. Then number two, when we talk about being able to, we're talking about going deeper, you know, repent and turn away from whatever it is that causes us not to make it. But then, you know, two is as we turn and repent and turn. Now we have to, you know, now we I need to respond to the desire. we need to have a desire to go further with God. You know, we have, it's like, okay, for instance, God, we know the word God, you know what the word God tells us pertaining to study the scriptures of approval. Okay, we, a lot of times, a lot of Christians read the Bible, and sometimes people don't. But as we continue to look at it, we understand now, when you, the more we read our Bible, the more we read the Word of God, we're supposed to get to a place in God. And this is where we go from milk to meat. Because as a babe, one who's on milk, who's unskillful, there's no place he needs to be besides getting in the Word. That babe needs to get that. That's like a baby drinking milk. You know, it, right now at that stage, milk is the only thing the child can get. But when they change and when they transfer or they go to another place, now they can be able to do more. So the same thing is with that. You know, a lot of us, we're so comfortable in with the milk. But it's going to require more of us to begin to eat on the meat or the more tougher, challenging things of God that we're used to. Sometimes we don't want to be challenged. We'd rather stay to a place and not be obligated to do anything, just stay right there. But with so much greater things that we can do if we allow the Lord to lead us and navigate us and we follow him. So I encourage you tonight, go deeper. It's time to go deeper. We have to go deeper. Okay, so we talk about going deeper, and we talk about as the deer panteth for water, so shall he panteth for thee. So, you know, as we are getting closer to God, we should have a desire to know him even the more. When we lose our desire, this is where we begin to find ourselves getting in trouble. When we lose our desire, our fires burn out. Now we don't put our best foot forward like we used to. You know, we need to continue that fire, continue to burn, continue to build on that passion, continue to even seek in his face. We can never seek his face enough. We have to continue to seek his face like he's the very drug that we're on. Presence of God where we find true fulfillment. Only in God's presence will we find the joy of the Lord is our strength. We have to continue to go deeper into his presence. Well, then going deeper in his presence also are another level or levels of death. In order for a resurrection to exist, you need some things dying. Some of us are reacting right now to the process of the people or process of the whole jump. We're so caught up on about the jump, we don't realize the one who's doing it knows how to handle himself well, who's qualified to deal with that. There's some things we go through right now in life that, you know, let's face it, some people's situations are messed up. There's a messed up situation. But it's going to take a special person or people to endure with them. And that's why it's so important for us to realize without God, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. So when it comes down to that, we got to truly remember who we are, in spite of who may know us or may not know us, in spite of they care to know us or not. We need to go forth and be productive for God's kingdom. So, amen. So as we continue on, amen, let's continue to realize and even highlight the fact that even as the Lord is drawing us and wooing us to go further, come closer to him, we have to also respond to the call. You know, we have to respond to the reaching out of the Lord. And sometimes he may do it in different ways. He may do it one way. You know, the fact of the matter is we have to be in tune with him to know where he is. The sons of Issachar knew where the times were and even where, not only the times, but where to find the people. We need that kind of accuracy and persistency in operation. Amen. So even the last scripture, amen, we're talking about going deeper. Let's go and talk about going deeper. And, here, bear with 1 second. Okay, matter of fact, while I'm going there, let's look at the word deeper, or deeper, which you will look at. We can look at either one, but we're looking at deeper or deep. It says have a large distance to the bottom from the surface or high point, going far inward from the outside or on the front edge of something, located far inside something. Okay, I want to focus on there when we talk about going deeper. He talks about going further on the inside, in the further in you on the inside. As we see here, going forward inward from the outer of the edge, front edge of something. So in order for us to really learn the deeper things of God, we have to be prepared to go to the deeper places with Him. We have to trust Him with all our heart and lean not to our understanding. So when it comes down to that, we have to be hungry. We have to have a desire to know Him. See, we can get very comfortable in just knowing of God and, just have an overall figure of, we know God, but how much of us are really chasing after God? How much of us pursuing His presence? See, these are the type of things that causes people to have great success in the world and life. They have an opportunity given to them. They maximize the moment as much as they can get in their time. We have to maximize our moment when our opportunity comes our way. Amen. So even as we continue to do that, just have to keep in mind that there's more than one way for us to prosper in the things of God, go high in the things of God. It takes a decision. It takes a hunger for you to want change for you and your family in order for some things to happen. See, if we're so nonchalant about stuff all the time, then even God won't take it seriously. Amen. He wants him seriously. So we got to be hungry enough to stand in the gap for others. We have hungry enough to be in pursuit of God. How many of us are actually in hot pursuit of God? How many of us are actually in hot pursuit of his presence? And this is so as we talk about this, he said, repent ye therefore, for the times of refreshing. Before the time of refreshment will come in, only by the presence of God. So when we talk about really understanding his God's presence, his presence come before and even while he's there, then his presence will begin to do a work, even in us and upon us as we continue to fight, scrap, even go forward in the things of God. We cannot be afraid of success any longer. We cannot be afraid of doing something that we normally would not do any longer. We need to truly have a heart and talk after God for real. It's going to take us persevering. It's going to take us going through some things. It's going to take us really walking this thing on out in order for us to see what God has for us. Amen. So as we continue in that, looking at package as we continue to understand that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency and the power may be of God and ourselves. So inside of you is greater. Inside of me is greater. It's different. So we're not going to, unless we really tap into that place in ourselves, really go after God for real, and really allow him to deal with us daily. Not just one time a day, not just when it's convenient, but deal with us daily. We need to be dealt with because there's some things that we're not doing that we could do. There's potentials in God that we're not walking. There's potentials in God that we're not even talking. But we want God to bless us. We want God to use us. But at the same time, it's going to take us being hungry for God in order for him to be able to pour out and use us the way he would have us to be used. It's going to take you having a heart to say, God, I want more of you. Regardless of anything, regardless of going on, I want more of you, Lord. Sometimes we tend to forget that. Sometimes we forget that God wants us to go deeper. Sometimes we forget that there's perseverance as we persevere through these challenges and chains, that we should receive more than we can. Lord, so even as we continue to see the work of the Lord working within us mightily, let us be mindful on how we handle one another, how we handle the gift given from God. Sometimes we can continue so far in something that we come out bankrupt. We come out losing. Because certain things we should have done or could have done to help prevent some things from happening, we didn't do it. And then we come up short, and now we realize that, man, I could have done some things differently. But hey, the fact of the matter is, we have to understand where we are. We have to persevere. We have to stand our ground. There's no chumps in the kingdom. No chumps in the kingdom. We don't just give up easy and just roll over. No. We're going to fight to the end. And that's what warriors do. Fight to the end. So as we continue to persevere through, now let's go to Acts, okay. We look at Acts 19. Okay, so Acts chapter 3:19 talks about the refreshing of the Lord. Now listen, some of us have been walking a long time with the Lord. Let me say this. If there's anyone who need who have a question, comment, prayer request, you can dial one, and you can come on there and we can take care of that as we go. All right. So when we're looking at our journeys can be very combative. It can be very challenging inside and out. It could be just even dealing with ourselves, you know, as an individual trying to do better. We have to be mindful, even as we go forth. You know, money don't necessarily grow on trees, so we have to stand the ground and do what we have to do. But the fact of the matter is, there's so much more in God than He wants us to experience. But sometimes we lack those who are hungry enough to persevere through and stand. When it comes to certain people, they're not even going to do what they need to do because their passion for whatever thing they have to do, they've lost it. So where you have some people who potentially could have done some things but chose not to, that doesn't work good either. So as we continue in, going in this word, as we continue in, understand this. We must go deeper. We must go to a place in God that is so far beyond the flesh right now. The flesh, there's nothing good to do in the flesh. There's nothing that we can do to stop. Amen. Unless we align ourselves up with the Word of God and do as He instructs us to do, because He is the one who He's the ultimate navigator. We can never forget Him, how He wanted to. So, amen. So, as we continue in this thing, continue to know, or just do know, and continue that the Lord has continued to do a work inside of us. He's building us up to strengthen us. He's also allowing us to be healed in some areas that we still have still yet to heal. Look, there's some of us are here that have not forgiven some people or our parents in life. And so this is why sometimes some parents find themselves taken to a home. But because in some cases, someone's not doing their part. And when some people don't do their part, it pushes you in a crunch. It pushes us in a crunch. You know, it all together, because when you hurt, I should hurt too as a believer, as a sister in the Lord. And, you know, we a brother, you know, we should continue to build up one another, strengthen each other, not tear each other down. So sometimes, you know, even as we continue to go forward, we find ourselves in a place that we need to be refreshed. Some of you have been attacked by your loved ones. Some of you have been attacked by husband or wife. Some of you have been doubted by your own leader. Some people have been even cast out by your own pastor. So wherever you are, whatever you've been doing, amen, we say amen and amen to that. This is the time and season of refreshing. This is time for us to go deeper. This is the time to stand stronger. This is that time, amen. This is that time that we have to put it in our minds and realize we're going to do exactly what He said. So glory to God. So as we continue to do that, now we're having the results like crazy of different things that's happened and how things look, even how things may feel. So even as we continue to allow ourselves to be culture to be ministered to. Amen. In his presence. God has a way of humbling people right on down. He will cause the wars and the rivers, waves to calm down. That when Jesus walked in the water, he was able to allow Peter, allow Peter out the boat to come along, to make that step with him. See, it's time for us to get out the boat. Getting out of the boat represents being shallow. The more we continue to be shallow to God, the more we get frustrated playing God, because God knows we're not ready for some of those things that come forth, come past, come past yet. He knows that we're not, even before, some things just didn't deserve to be done. So some things may come down to it. We cause it our own. So as we continue to fight, as we continue to press, as we continue to stand, continue and know that you are not alone. Don't underestimate the power of friendship. Never underestimate the power of friendship. What God is doing right now inside each and every one of us, that's why we need to learn how to function and fold with one another. Because what God blessed me with, he could be blessing you or whoever is listening, whoever is receiving. Amen. We need to definitely continue to indulge in the Word of God through even our siblings and even from our leader. We need to begin to put the Word in action, y'all. See, it's time out for just talking this thing, but we got to walk this thing. We have to demonstrate this thing. We have to use this thing in order for us to get some results to happen. It's in those times then they begin to see and understand this is no ordinary person. This person has a drive. This person has the mindset never to quit. Amen. This is an opportunity for you to persevere and fight through. Amen. We have to make up in our heart and our mind that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But every time it runs against us in judgment, we shall condemn. So as we continue to knock down every opportunity the enemy tried to throw in and start in, as we continue to shoot it down, he's getting upset. But it's like it's nothing to the point we get upset. It's just in our preparation, we prepared for this. So as we continue to go forward, I want to encourage your hearts tonight just to not be so caught up on what happened, right now or before that. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Let God deal with what we get to deal with. Let him do what he had to do. As we continue to grow stronger, our mindset is free. Amen. Let us continue to persevere. And see, this thing brings hope. It gives you hope where there is none. It gives you a plan without a plan. It gives you a heart without a heart. And that's what it's taught. That's what it's all about. As a Christian, we live to give. As a believer, we follow the Lord with all our heart, and we lead not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So glory to God. So as we continue to press in that place, getting closer with God, as we come forth to come through, let us do remember that no matter how the enemy tries to do it, he cannot stop. Betray. He can't stop what God's put in motion. There's no way he can't stop it. Only way we can lose if we allow ourselves to. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to win. It's time now to win. It's time for us to do some things we've never done before. Seriously. Even for me myself, I got to get myself together. Because if I don't change, nothing else will change. We have to do according to God's word. We have to live according to God's word. But even the principles and doctrines of the world, we are able to open those spots and let you get. Give what God wants you to have. Excuse me. We have to have a hunger and desire to go deeper than the surface. So tonight, I want you to check your walk. Check your talk. Check your living to see if it's in vain. Sometimes we have to check ourselves and see before we wreck ourselves. Sometimes it is good for us to take a pit stop before we're forced to stop. We have to take a time and do the examination of how we are walking. how we're talking, how we're living. None of us are exempt from walking right. It's true. None of us are exempt. Even the leaders as well as the followers. So as we continue to take this journey, let us just really, truly watch as well as pray. Not only for ourselves, but for each other. As we stand, as we are a voice in the wilderness crying out to prepare the way for someone else. We got to make sure that we are our brother's keepers. Our sister and our brother's keepers. Because, y'all, let me tell you something. It's a cruel world out there. The world does not care what it does or what happens to us. That's why if we don't look out for one another, who will? I love him enough to make a stand for him. I love him enough to make a choice. I love him enough to obey. Do we do it all the time, everything right? No, we don't. But my heart is to please him. And sometimes it's going to take a willing heart in order for us to retouch his heart. He called David a man after God's own. David's called a man after God's own heart. But you know, David had issues. David had issues, man. David had, he went through some changes. But David still knew how to get in the presence of God. David still knew how to hold on and hold out. So I encourage you, don't be as one, who just talk. Look, a lot of us can talk this thing, to be honest. Some of us have been in this thing long enough to where we know the lingo. We know the lingo. We know how to, say, oh, bless the highly favored of the Lord. We know the lingo. But are we really blessed? Are we really being a blessing? Are we in a position to not only give, but also to receive? Because some people have a hard time receiving, as if they don't need any help. Some people are just too proud. Pride kills. And so, amen. So as we go back to the scripture, to talk about the refreshing. Sometimes we need to go back for another dip. Sometimes we need to be refreshed. Sometimes we need to go back to that place in God and allow him. Matter of fact, to go, one of the reasons why they dug wells back in the days and they actually named those wells? The purpose sometimes to not only for just a namesake, but so they can go back to those places. Those, hear this, before we get into this last section here, but each part or each well, they named it, they had a name for it. And the name always meant something. It always meant something. And so a lot of times people like to, when we say those names, when people call those names, it reminded them of, what it represented. For instance, in the midst of, because of whatever well was dug, they could call it Jehovah Jireh. The place could be called Jehovah Jireh because God provided. That's where, when we look at fires, when people dug wells and things, certain things happened in those places. They experienced God in certain different kind of ways there, or they met God in those places. And even with Jacob's well, when he wrestled with God, that place was named, I forgot the name, was it Bethel? It was God, the name of the well, but the well was named, was there, the name was because of what he went through, what he wrestled, he experienced God. And because he experienced God there, in spite of him, even though his hip, he got touched on his hip, and of course he left with it, he had a limp afterwards, but there was something that was, that place in God, right there when he wrestled with God, he had a victory there. It was a type of victory that he had that's always going to be reminded because of his hip being out of place. And so even as he rejoiced in that, but that place, he knew that's when he experienced God. He knew that that's where, you know, God would move that. So when we talk about being in these special places with God, I encourage you, don't take it lightly. You have a special place to be, in prayer, and there's a reason why that you, when you go to that place, is just a difference in that place than maybe your prayer closet or any other place you go to. But for some reason, that place is a special place because of whatever victory that you had there, whatever you were going through at one time and you persevered through, that thing will stick with you. It will minister. When you go to that place because of his presence alone at that place, when you experience him there, because this is the thing about this, if God's presence came upon you strong and come whatever you do overcome, the residue of his presence, his anointing is right there. So that created a special place for you that whenever you thought about that place, whenever you visited that place, whenever you saw that place, it will take you right back to that place and God, it will call your attention back to that place in him. It will call your attention to come to focus because of that place in God, that place. Let's go to Psalm 91, and we're going to finish it up there. Amen. Anyone need to make a question, comment, or concern, or amen, pray amen, you want to ask a question, make a comment, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, amen. All right, Psalm 91, we want to go there. I know it's a lot of us can probably quote that, but hard, it's, you know, it is what it is, but we have a reason for going there. There's so much revelation to that. It just makes sense. When we look at the Word of God, it just does what it does. And in that place in God, Psalm 91 is a powerful, not book, but section of scripture that really ministers in a lot of different ways. Okay, Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." See, understand, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Like I was talking about when people would go to the wells, then just imagine that place where they experienced God, and God's presence was strong right there. So when they would go back to that place, that physical place, they went into God's presence right there because what took place there left a residue of God's anointing. So as we're in that place with God, we like to be that special place that we like to be. We meet him right there in his presence. It's right there. This I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. See, he's my refuge, my fortress. So when it comes down to my shelter and my high tower, a place where I can go in, that I'm protected, I can see better. So some of us need to go back into God's presence because in God's presence is where he causes us to see. Because some of our eyes have been dry. You know, just imagine if some of those who wear contacts, or we have worn contacts before, if you will certainly determine not wet your eyes in your eyes for the solution, it could be dry, you could have all kind of issues, eyes are red, you're irritated, all kind of stuff can happen because if we don't keep up with the healthy washing or whatever it takes, the solution, doing what we have to do with it, it can be a hard thing to bear sometimes with our contact, with people's contacts. So the same thing of being in God's presence, as we, the more we're in his presence, the stronger the contact, the residue that's going to be left behind is going to be powerful, because just dwelling in that secret place of the Most High, see, that's in that place with God is where we need to be. In that place with God is where we find God's presence, we learn God's presence, we experience God's presence like never before. Amen. That's the place where God wants to be. He wants to be in that place with him. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. See, it's easier to trust. See, let me tell you something. It's a lot easier to get things done when we trust him. Amen. We fight against God it will never work in our favor. It's always going to work against us because God is not going to shortchange himself. Amen. He's he said, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he should deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. The enemy desires to sift you as wheat. This is another reason why we need to spend more time in God's presence. Go deeper, because sometimes we don't see things, or we don't see the traps that's put out there because we're not in focus. Our sight is off. Our vision is not functioning and doing what it needs to do. Amen. Because of what it is that the enemy is trying to bring disturbance, try to hinder the airwaves, or try to bring out any glitch in your computers, but through the spirit of voice or whatever it is. Verse 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So verse 4 again, he shall cover thee with his feathers. Amen. You think of a mother bird, you know, an eagle, it's a mother, and it's just rough. And, you know, that mother eagle did what she had to do to take care of the babies. Amen. So even when you see that, even as an eagle fly and do what it does, but also when it comes down to protecting, that eagle will protect as well. Amen. So when we see and we know a hide under his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust, see, we should be like those the other baby eagles. We'll be trusting the mother, trusting her care, trusting her wings covering us, protecting us, shielding us. And a lot of times the enemies that eagle have to fight are mountain lions and snakes. Because they're the only ones, because the reason why, too, is eagles have their nests high up on the mountain, real high. And so not many animals, not many things can get that close to it, except, you know, probably some birds, they do try, but there's mostly mountain lions and snakes. Those are the few animals that's able to get up that high. Because remember now, even the higher we go, the altitude also changes. So when we talk about going to a higher presence of God, your altitude also changes. That's why some people fall off from you, because they can't change, they can't stand the shift. Because now as they're shifting, as they're going higher than things of God, now they're seeing the results of it. They see that as you prepare them and you're going through, you are standing your ground. Amen. As we continue to stand our ground and watch God move, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes it's going to take us being still and not moving. For us, again, like I like to say, there's a difference between doing nothing and standing still. There's a difference between doing nothing and standing still. When we're standing, when we're doing nothing, that's not, we're not even in position. We're not even mentally there. We're just there. But when we talk about what God wants, he wants us to be still and see the salvation of the Lord, or amen. When we talk about being still, he also wants us to be in position, be ready for the next move, be ready for the next instruction. Sometimes we miss the next instruction because we're not positioned. We're out of position. We're letting everything else dictate which way we're supposed to be. Okay, moving down. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Attacks will come at any given time, any part of the day, attacks will come. Nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. When we look at those challenges like that, sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes it's kind of rough, because when we see how how much the Lord really want to do in our lives, and even the challenges, the enemy will love the challenges from getting into God's presence. You know, sometimes that's when some things happen. Just when you leave your mama, go home, spend time in God's presence, I got to do this and that. And as soon as you come to the door, the whole plan has changed, because one or two things change, it's going to take up your evening. And we have to be just that serious about it. So when we take our time, amen, we walk, you know, walk our green, we walk our green mile going through our go through, we have to keep in mind the good life of what God prepared, what he given to us before. He's going to do it again. Amen. So some challenge, you may be eating crow right now. You may be having a tough time financially right now. You may be going through some heavy stuff right now. But God ain't finished yet. As we continue to stand strong and be firm, watch God show himself strong in our lives. So we have to make a decision. We have to know that no matter what, we got to go deeper. In order for you to stand your ground, you got to go deeper. In order for you to perfect your skills, you got to go deeper. See, it's always going to cost you, but the dividends that you get from the cost is far greater than what you put in. Amen. All right, he says, verse 6, and there was the person that walk in darkness, or the destruction that wastes the noonday, 1,000 shall fall at thy side. What do we mean? 1,000 may fall at thy side. In other words, you would have attacks or attackers coming, and sometimes they're going to do things, throw the rock out of the hand, or somehow before you realize what's going on, what they're doing. Amen. Something they'll tell you half truth and can't hold the other truth. Hold the other truth. Take what's really going on. But the Holy Spirit can remind, can reveal all things. And this is why we had to stay, go deeper. Because some things we're going to find as we go deeper, not on the surface. When you go deep sea fishing, you're going deeper than the usual. You're going deeper than the cliches. You're going deeper than what was common to say amongst people. You go to a deeper walk, amen. What you find toward the Lord in the water, those things are more challenging, bigger, even different than we've ever seen before. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Almost there. Hold on there. Almost there. Amen. All right, so 1,000 before the side, 10,000 in the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. See, no matter what we're going through, no matter which way it comes, it shall not come nigh to you, the enemy. He planned and plotted. We have to make sure that we hold our ground. Okay, well, going to verse 8. Only with our eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Y'all know some people are. We're going to see some things that happen to some people, and some people are just going to make a choice. People will make a choice. Either they sit there, wallow up, and die, or they get up and do what they're supposed to do. See, we have to make up our mind. Are we going to stand still and watch, or stand still and be ready for the master's use? Okay, because thou has made the Lord thy God, me the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, nor shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling. For his angels shall give angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways. So we see here they took another shift, amen. Because the Lord had which is my refuge, most high. Habitation. Okay, yeah, so he was taught, even as he began to deal with this, you know, he began to almost speak in the third person. And he's actually saying, he's speaking to him about him right there before. So he should give his angels power over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash your foot against the stone. So we got to be careful not to kick against the plan of God. We got to be careful not to kick or block out or hit out whatever it takes for us to be, to be functioning and whole. Amen. So we got to know that no matter what tries come our way, we have to stand our ground. We cannot back down. We cannot run. Amen. This is time to stand. Amen. And so, amen. As he goes forward, verse 12, they shall bear thee up with their up in their hand, lest thou dash foot against the stone. Let's not tempt the Lord. Let's not tempt the Lord. We know this is what he said, but we also keep in mind, too, there's some things that some people have going on that even as they take this tidbit here, this information, they're going to be, as they take the Word of God and you begin to apply the Word of God to your life, this is where you begin to see the results, begin to see the signs, wonders, and miracles begin to unfold and happen as you begin to apply what you're reading, apply what you hold fast to. Amen. He said, in verse 13, thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands as thou shalt foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample under feet. Amen. So when we talk about these animals and adders and different things that we're facing, we have to keep in our mind, our heart, who we're standing for and know that he got our back no matter what. It's not going to go down like that. Verse 14 says, but because he had set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Amen. Because he set his love upon him. Amen. Upon me. Therefore I will deliver thee. I will set them on the high because thou hast known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Amen. Hallelujah. For a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So see, what we do for Christ will last. But also, even, you know, even our obedience to life causes things to happen above and beyond. So I don't know about you tonight, but I really want the presence of God in my life. I want to be refreshed in this presence. I want a newness of life. So if anyone right now have a question, comments, concern, or even want to pray, or need prayer, they may come forward in Jesus' name. So as we continue, glory to God. Is there anyone at this time that needs to rededicate your life, receive salvation? Amen. The floor is not open for that. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for what's been said and what's been done. And Lord, thank you for even despite the challenges. Thank you for helping us to finish out the course tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you've been keeping me, Lord God, even in this challenging moment of all that matters. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for helping. Help me to stand strong and be firm, oh God. Thank you for the refreshing as well, Lord God. Refreshed by your presence, oh God. Thank you for allowing us, oh God, to move and function, flow, and go where you have us to go. So, Lord, thank you for the time of separation, the time of peace, oh God, that you've given to us, that we should now be encouraged, be now strengthened, to go higher in the things of you. So, Lord, if there's anyone right now who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we will give you opportunity. Those who desire to be saved, repeat after me. Father, forgive me my sins. Thank you, Lord, for showing me the way you have me to go. Lord, thank you. As we open our hearts tonight to receive you as Lord, forgive, Lord. Lord, thank you for helping us to receive what you have us to receive tonight from your word. We apply this word to our lives, and we thank you for a new conversion, a new beginning, a new start in you. Lord, I surrender all. Open my heart, and I believe I receive. I know that you died, and on the third day you rose for me. So thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those who need to rededicate your life to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for going astray. Thank you for bringing me back to the right standing with you, Lord. I surrender all. I thank you for all that you receive. Thank you as we continue to go forward, that we shall see and experience great and mighty things in your name. So, Lord, thank you for the peace, oh God, that surpasses understanding. It shall lead our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, Father, thank you for the night, for your word in this hour. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for each and everyone, and we thank you for your prayers and even your prayers of love and your concerns even for us and this family, the Eagles Wings family. And thank you for all that you've done so far and even for what was about to go forth and about to come forth. Amen. So definitely continue in that. Continue to stay strong, be firm, be fixed, be relentless. So God bless you all. You have a wonderful night. We'll see you next week. Amen. Bye-bye.
shout your praise.
God.